You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Now, Drew, we are joined by none other on the line now than Uncle Andrew Mertens. Uncle Mertz, how are you?
I don't know whether to take that as a compliment or a little bit of a dig at my age. But,
not at
yeah,
all, mate.
Good. It's always interesting to hear how you blokes sound on Sunday morning. So I like to think I'm fairly honey-tonsured myself at the best of times. But yeah, always seeing how you guys shape up is an interesting one.
Mate, we are fresh today.
Fresh as a
Can't say much for tomorrow in advance because we're actually seeing you later on today at a little Kiwi do, aren't we?
Oh, we are too. You at that, are you? Oh.
Surprise!
Beautiful.
Little slice of heaven.
It's the early setting up at Potts Point, though. We're 2:30 and we've got the excuse of kids to look after later on.
Mertz, that's my pass. Mertz, we're coming to the 2:30 session. So, and I've got strict instruction from the great man himself, Matty Orpai, the drinks connoisseur from Icebergs. He's going to be doing the drinks at today's lunch to absolutely double shot everything you've got.
Well, that's good. Double nothing is easy, isn't it?
I didn't get a call up to the Wallaby squad this morning, but I did get a call up for the 2:30 lunch session. So I am looking forward to seeing you down there today, mate. Hey, Mertz, big weekend in Super Rugby. Obviously, your Crusaders, their defensive effort up against the Chiefs on Friday night. Run us through that after watching the game, mate. You must be feeling quite confident going into the Super Rugby final as a Crusaders legend.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, very, very proud, obviously, of the effort of the Crusaders on Friday night. And if there's anything I like to talk about, it's defensive efforts, as you know. and I feel like I'm a real expert on the subject. Actually, funnily enough, in 2000, we managed to win a final and we gagged the game down at Bruce Stadium where the Bumbies had 70% possession, and somehow I watched 14 other blokes stand up and tackle themselves to a standstill, just getting up and making those hits all night. And it's an impressive sight when that happens. But Friday night, to see 222 tackles from the Crusaders, extraordinary. I don't think they will want to give that much possession across to the Blues. And I don't think they would have wanted to give that possession across to the Brumbies as well. So regardless, after they came out of Friday night, they would have been, happy with the heart and the passion and the technique and the resilience of making all those tackles, but you do not want to be trying to make 200 against the Blues because you won't.
Yeah, that's right. The Richie Beno stat sheet, 222 tackles. But mate, one little side note, I suppose, is the form of Richie Mo'unga, but also the form of Beauden Barrett. I think like last night he really stepped it up a notch, understanding that it's sort of, you know, coming down, well, close to All Blacks selection time. As a former number 10 for both the Crusaders and also the All Blacks, where would you go? Which direction, Oof. Richie or Beauden at the moment?
I really don't know. I'm very impressed, obviously, with Beauden Barrett in terms of probably what he's added to his game now is just a little bit more of quicker feet, and that's probably a direct result of having Mo'unga as his competitor there. That, you know, he's always had that incredible pace, but now just in the close quarter stuff, which he's always been good at running into the gaps and stuff like that, but just bouncing around in close, and he was, you know, pretty prominent in a couple of Blues tries where he did that and got a couple of offloads away and stuff like that. So he's added a little bit of, I guess, nimbleness to his game in close because, you know, he has got long strides and he's very quick, but, you know, Mo'unga's got those crazy feet. So I really don't know who I'd put. I mean, you know, I think Mo'unga is perhaps even more of a classic fly half than Bodie is because, you know, obviously Barrett's played a lot of fullback and stuff as well, which he's fantastic at. And he's a player that you've got to have on the field. And so I guess the question is, you know, what's a stronger combination, Mo'unga 10 and Barrett 15 or Barrett 10 and whoever else at 15, whether it's Geordie Barrett or whether it's Will Jordan. So, they've got options. That's a bit wishy-washy answer, as you know.
Well, you actually haven't given us one.
I've just been obfuscating and procrastinating, really. Yeah. So.
Well, It was interesting last night.
They're both pretty even.
Yeah, it was interesting last night on the stand coverage. You hear Michael Checker talk about the way they both play and how Richie Mo'unga likes to play up on the top of the line, whereas Bowden likes to sort of sit back a little bit and watch the game play out, perhaps because of his time at fullback, see things before he injects himself. So do you think that also plays into how the All Blacks want to play as well?
Yeah, they can take a little bit of a horses for courses approach there, can't they? And Bodie's somewhere in between, say, Dan Carter and a Mo'unga. You know, Mo'unga's got a long history of having played, you know, touch rugby and stuff like that, where you've got to be incredibly nimble and agile and really fast feet. And so, you know, that suits him. Whereas, you know, Bowden's a lot more, they both bring all their players around them into the game as well. So, look, it's probably much of a muchness. So, I mean, the All Black squad gets named tomorrow, of course, 36 in that. Interesting to see this morning's one. I'm sure you guys have gone over a little bit of it.
We haven't just yet. Next segment, actually.
Oh, really? Oh, sorry. I don't want to preempt that. So you're just keeping me on the New Zealand subject, aren't you? Where have you been the last two nights, Drew? You had the weekend off.
Well, I was actually meant to go down to Canberra last night for the coverage to do some stuff with the family and friends, but there wasn't a gathering, so I was given the night off.
I see Morgan Tirunui got sent down there. That's a tough sandwich to try and digest, that, isn't it? Get sent down the road to a place that doesn't even have a game on and turned around
for a 3-minute cross.
When they're losing.
I did offer to Morgs that I would do it for him because his kids were playing in state rep rugby over the weekend, but I don't know, he preferred to go down to Canberra.
Yeah, so look, I don't know if we'll make a trip across to Auckland, Drew. I don't know if they've got us on that sort of thing. But the final, obviously, next Saturday night. It's hopefully not a bad time for Australians at 4:30 as well. So that'll be good. But like I say, Crusaders do not want to give up that much ball to the Blues because they just show they can tear everyone to shreds when they want to. But I think the Crusaders will feel they've got a lot more in them, particularly with the ball in hand. But they've shown up pretty lethal too. I mean, down to 14 men both times and get a couple of quick opportunities. Bang, they're down there, and Cullen Grace gets a try each time. So they're pretty ruthless as well.
Hey, Mertz, just back on the game from last night with the Brumbies and having a look at from the Australian perspective, what were your outcomes and your views of the Australian teams this year? What was your full assessment, across the board of what stood out for you? What were the strengths and what were the weaknesses in Super Rugby?
Well, I think most noticeable thing for me across the board, and some teams were already good at this, but across the board, I think the handling skills have been a lot better from the Australian teams, and I think there's been a lot less aimless kicking. You know, and I guess the most glaring example of that is the Waratahs, where, you know, with a young team under pressure last year, they seem bereft of ideas so often that they just hoof the ball when, you know, and not great kicks, not attacking kicks either. And the handling skills when they tried to capitalise on the few chances they got weren't good. So I think Aussie teams have been a lot better with their handling skills this year. They've kicked away less ball. When they do kick, they make it much more of a contestable kick. So I think that's been a big step forward. And I think it's reflected just in the results that they've had. You know, when you look statistically, 2 out of 25 games last year against the New Zealand teams, Australian teams won 7 this year. And there were probably 6, maybe another 7 that could have gone either way. You know, you look at the Blues against the Waratahs at Leichhardt and that sort of result, Blues, Brumbies. There was some pretty tight games. So I think overall the standard was much better. And I think it was because, a lot of it just putting more pressure on the New Zealand teams when the Aussie teams had the ball in hand and not.
Oh, Mertz, you haven't gone in an elevator there, have you? Oh, I think we might have lost our friend Andrew Mertens.
We've wound him up.
Oh, he's back. He's back. He's back. Yeah. We got you, Mertz. Yeah, we lost you there for a second, mate.
Mertz, sorry.
Just quickly to finish up, what's your tip for next weekend's final? The Crusaders on the Blues in Eden Park, of course.
I honestly don't know.
Give us one, mate.
I sound like a Michael Checker. I don't make predictions, mate.
That sounded like Eddie Jones.
I'll get the two. Enjoy. And, mate, he's out shortly too. How good's that going to be?
Yeah.
He's coming across and landing in Perth and dropping a few grenades at the press conferences. Heart says, I don't know, my head's shut off on a Sunday morning, so my heart says Crusaders by, I don't know, 7 or 8.
So we're going to see Scott Robertson breakdowns afterwards. How good?
Oh, let's hope not, but let's hope the weather, the conditions are so inclement that he can't get down on the ground. But, yeah, it's a good traditional part of it, and I guess, you know, it just sums him up. He's had so much success as a coach, but yet he's prepared to make a laughing stock of himself, and that's wonderful.
Well, mate, we're also prepared for you to make a laughing stock of yourself this afternoon.
Yeah, bit of breakdancing this afternoon, Mertz.
No worries there. Maybe the break, maybe not the dance.
Andrew Merton, thanks so much for your time this morning, mate, and we look forward to seeing you this afternoon.
See you guys. See you later.
Thanks, mate.